Shalom Aleichem and Shavua Tov. Mishnah Yomi continues in Chapter 5 of Sukkah, Mishnah Bet, talking about the Simchat Bet Shoeva, the giant party made to commemorate and celebrate the drawing of water and the water libation on the altar during Sukkot. B'motzei Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, on the departure of the first day of Yom Tov of Chag Sukkot. So when we're sitting in the Sukkah for the second day in Golis, outside of Eretz Yisrael, they are preparing for the Simcha Beit Shoeva. What do? Yardu, they went down, Ezrat Nashim, to the Ezrat Nashim. So Kohanim literally went down the steps, because it's down some steps. Umetoknin Sham Tikkun Gadol, and they fixed there a great tikkun. This tikkun the Gemara talks about is a mechitza, or sort of an Ezrat Nashim for the Ezrat Nashim, a way for the women to celebrate as well without mingling with the men or without the men, staring at them. So the makor, the source for mechitza, is quite ancient. Back when we had a temple, there was also mechitza when both men and women were involved in the celebration to prevent, any sort of improper behavior. Menorot shel zahav hayasham, and there were giant menorahs there. The Mefarshim say 50 amot tall. Those are some gishmaka menorot. Those are some real menorot. For our boss, folim shel zahav bereshehen, and there were four large bowls of gold on top of these very tall menorot. For our boss, sulamot lechol echav echad, and there were four ladders for each menorah, so they could go up and fill up these bowls and light them. And there were four youngsters from the younger Kohanim, Ubidehem. Now, when we mean youngsters, we don't mean children here. We're going to see they're going to be carrying a heavy load of oil up 50 amot tall ladders. So we don't, these are young, strong, strapping young Kohanim, as we're going to see. And they had Bidehem, Kodim Shel Shemen, and they had jugs of oil in their hands, Shel Meya Ve'esrim Lug, that were 120 Lug. Now, 120 lug is a humongous amount of oil, so what they really mean is 120 lug divided by the four bowls on each menorah. So it's really 30 lug per bowl. Shehen matilin the chol sevel sevel, that they put in each and every bowl. So the Gemara on Nun Beis talks about these young Kohanim had to be very strong to go up a 50 amah ladder carrying 30 lug of oil. 30 lug is approximately 15 liters. Looking about 3 to 4 gallons, 3 to 4 gallons of oil, probably weighs 25 pounds. It's a lot of oil. Okay, on to Mishnah Gimel. Mib lo'e michnasei kohanim, u'mehem yanehem mehen hayu mafkin. So from the worn out pants of the kohanim and their belts, they would make wicks. They would basically take little strips of the worn out pants and recycle them into wicks. You see, recycling is also an ancient custom. V'hen hayu madlikin, and they would light these giant menorahs with these wicks. Lo haita chatzir b'Yerushalayim, there was no courtyard in the city of Yerushalayim, she'ena me'ira or Beit Shoeva, that did not have light from these menorot that they were used in the Simchat Beit Shoeva. Recall, these are 50 amot tal menorot, so go over the walls of the temple, and the giant light source for the celebration would enter the entire city. Yishar kochachem and zay gezunt.